Still not all the way back. Getting close. Feel fine. His voice just not coming all the way back. Yours all the way back?
No. Yeah, you sound like you're struggling.
A little bit.
I was really struggling yesterday at the end of the show. I was okay at the start, and then by the 9 o'clock hour, my voice had been cut back about 50% in strength. And I just tried not to talk the rest of the day and kept drinking tea and apple juice at Daddy's request. And it felt better by the end of the day. Got 8 hours of sleep. But
you sound like you're getting close.
Yeah, I'm getting close. This is the best my voice has felt in 3 weeks this morning.
Yeah.
But check back around 9:30 and see how it is.
Yeah. No, that's a beating.
I was really freaked out yesterday because I was losing my voice as the show went along, and I thought, have I done some permanent damage to it? Last week when I came in a couple times with really bad laryngitis and tried to talk through it, did I do some permanent damage there? And I heard from some vocal experts, a couple of professional singers like Daddy, but some other professional singers who were P1s, and they said, do not try to talk through laryngitis. You will do permanent damage.
Yeah.
And last week I tried to talk through laryngitis.
So, yeah, that's what we've been doing. Mine was at its worst on Friday. I went to a football game, and I just told everyone, I can't talk. Mm-hmm. I clapped.
Yeah.
I didn't talk. I tried not to.
Yeah, but you can talk a little bit. I mean, come on. You're just ignoring me. Why aren't you talking to me?
Don't create a play that didn't happen. I have enough plays in my life. No, it was fine. But it was hard because we were, you know, around our kids and daughter-in-laws and wanted to have conversations. And I ended up having conversations over the weekend, probably talked more than I should have because, I didn't want to be a big jerk. But, it's coming back. It's getting there. I didn't want to talk about another struggle. So we do a 4.5 hour show. Then at some point it's time to leave. And Gordon and I both park on which I guess is the north side of the parking garage, because it's by the what we call the Elvis elevator. And what that brings is whoever gets down to their vehicle first has the option to be a tremendous jerk. Remember last week when Gordon just thought he'd take like 30 shots with a plastic bottle over my head, mm-hmm. which is just like Adrian Beltre used to get just really ticked when someone would touch the top of his head. Shooting plastic bottles over my head just really gets on my nerves, especially.
It's one of your triggers.
It's one of my triggers, especially when we're trying to, I don't know, do a radio show.
If you shoot that mother up one more time.
It was so violent when you would reject them, too.
Well, it's just so... It's
swatted into the next week.
You don't play basketball. It doesn't make any sense.
I'm a great basketball player.
No, you're not. You're terrible.
I'm one of the best.
You're making me yell.
Don't yell.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't yell and don't whisper. Whispering is bad for laryngitis.
Yeah, I've heard that, too.
Yeah.
Like, whispering is much worse, much harder on your vocal cords than just talking.
And I don't understand that.
I don't either.
So anyway, that day we go down.
Quiet and listen to George. What is that, buddy? I think he's trying to talk.
Thanks, guys, for coming in to see me today.
You're welcome. You look great.
So anyway,
close.
A long time ago, and we're in the parking garage. So I got to the garage first that day, and because he had been terrorizing me in the studio, I thought, you know, I'm just going to wait until Gordo starts up his little race car over there. And I'll pull out in front of him as we go up the ramp, and I'll just take my sweet time. So I put on my hazards.
So the very behavior that you hate in
yes.
me, you also
yes.
will do.
Because he's done this to me probably 10 times, and I don't think I've ever even done it to you. So I said, okay, let me give Gordo a little taste of his own medicine.
The other week, we were street hooligans out there.
So, I take my time, and I stop, and, you know, have that... The most annoying thing has to be the hazards that are on for no reason. Got the hazards going.
And then they'll shut off for a little while, and then they come back on.
Then, like, the left blinker's on. And then the reverse lights, you know, and then you put it in park, and then maybe, I don't know, open the door and see if anything's out there. And the attendant, the parking attendant, is not there. So, you know, I think Gordon honked a couple times. And finally, it's excruciating for me. I'm just like, this is not time well spent.
No.
So,
no.
Finally, I started going up the ramp, although I go up the ramp really slowly. I mean, like,
just this is infuriating.
Almost like I was being towed up the ramp. So as soon as we get out, he reverses the whip and darts ahead of me and starts doing the same thing. So now we're going down Novitski Way with him going 2 miles an hour with hazards on. And of course, if I go right, he goes right. If I go left, he goes left. And it's just this Indianapolis 500 cars getting ready to go. And so then he was going to, he always takes a left, and I usually do too once we get down to Victory. So I took a right, and sure enough, he wheels it around and gets ahead of me again and starts doing the same thing. So then I slam on the brakes. And I try to take a U-turn, and I can't because of my turn radius won't get me around. I'm like Austin Powers, you know, in the tunnel trying to get, so he can't get back ahead of me. And finally, he got back ahead of me again. It's like, oh, my gosh, are we going to do this all the way down to where we have to take another right to go to 35? So then I hooked a quick left and had to take the long route around the American Airlines Center just to avoid him. So, with that information...
I almost continued the whip, by the way.
I was waiting for you to come around the corner.
I saw you coming back around, making after your long pass, and I thought, man, I would just completely infuriate him after he did all this to get away from me, and then I've intercepted him once again.
I was waiting for you, and I was going through scenarios, and one of them was what would be proper ramming speed.
Just ram me.
Yeah. What would be the
knowing
damage?
Your truck would win that?
Knowing I would win, what would be the damage that I'd have to pay? So anyway, he didn't come back and hit me again. So then last week, and you saw this one,
yeah.
Gordo got out first, and of course he goes through the routine. He stops in front of the ramp, puts his hazards on, then tries to start backing up. So I said, okay, fine.
The guy backing down the exit ramp is just infuriating. When there's one exit ramp that everyone can go through, and this guy's trying to back down the wrong way.
So I think that was a day I had to be somewhere. So I thought, okay, surely this isn't going to go more than a minute. But with Gordo, the long play is always a possibility. So I laid on the horn, and then I got up right up behind him. And I touched your bumper. And again, I'm calculating, what if I just
pushed
that little go-kart up the ramp while he's got his brakes on? And meantime, here come the parking attendants, because now they think it is a real deal.
And I'm sitting there watching that with Carlene from sales. And she thought, first of all, she didn't know it was the two of you. And she was like, what's going on with those two drivers? And then I said, it's Gordon trying to annoy George. And then she started laughing. And then that's when the garage attendants came over. And through all of this, I really thought you were going to ram him.
Yeah. Well,
you were so close.
I didn't, because now they turned their attention to you. They thought you were the biggest jerk. And no.
So you had the public's.
Yes.
Attention,
right.
And they could clearly see that I'm the idiot driver who doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
And if you had rammed me, then you would have been the jerk.
Yes, so. I would have been the jerk. So I just stood there and wondered how he's going to play it. And he plays it as, well, what? I don't understand. What's all the commotion? I don't know why he's honking at me. And I'm not really sure how to get out of the parking garage. And the guy goes, the ramp right there. Oh, that one right there?
The one that I'm on?
The one that I'm
on. You are a big jerk.
And then Gordon thinks, oh, I'm really putting on a great acting job here. No, the guy knew that you were being
sergeant. No,
yes,
he did. He thought I was truly an idiot.
No one can be that stupid. What ramp? The one you're on. The one that goes up there. And then what do I do? Well, you have to take a right. Well, you mean to the right? Yes, to the right.
So in the middle of all of this, my phone gives me a notification that I have a text from Gordo. And he sends this text to me and George in the middle of all of this chaos. Do y'all know how to drive a 2018 Volkswagen GTI?
I just needed some technical help.
As you were putting on that playlist for everybody, he had time to text that and hit us up with sub comedy.
And I was going to say, yes, hit it with a Ford F-150 and drive it up the ramp. That's what I'm about to do. Okay, so with all that, the last couple of weeks, I am willing to sign a parking garage.
A non-aggression
treaty.
Agreement.
Non-aggression treaty. No more hold up the whole parking garage.
Mm-hmm.
Because it affects the world around us as well. That poor parking attendant thought he was about to have a couple of guys shooting at one another.
He had to explain to me like three times how to get to the highway from where we were.
He knew, and that was the thing, he knew you were putting on some sort of weird play. And I'm wondering if he reported, hey, you tell your guys not to put on some sort of weird play down here.
No, he did not use those words. Some sort of weird play.